What is up, nerds? Welcome to the latest episode of the Nerds with Attitude podcast, special movie edition. As always, I am Kevin. We have some very special guests here this evening, and to my left.
Hi, I'm Jen.
And Julie.
And Scott. I'm not a special guest. I'm just here.
I'm never a special guest. Scott bringing up the rear.
That's right.
We are joined by our wives, and we just did a double date to go see Avengers Infinity War.
That's right. So we're going to spoil everything. We're going to tell you everything step by step, including how Captain America gets beheaded.
No, well, you know what's sad is
that, I shouldn't have said that.
Honestly, it was when Batman died. That was what hit me the hardest. Yeah.
But Superman with the mustache? I mean, what was up with that?
So, this is going to be spoiler light. You are going to learn a couple of things about the movie, but we're going to try not to give away too much. And our next podcast after this will be spoiler-rific. So, first impressions. What did you guys think? Walking out of the theater, lights came up.
Thought it was awesome. I am very stressed out. Like, I need some serious drinks. It was intense, heavy, typical Marvel with funny moments, tears, gut-wrenching.
That's what I was thinking was
popcorn.
It kind of like a kick in the gut.
It really was. Like, I have a stress headache.
I think Julie and I should just sit here and let you two talk about it because you guys seem to have it covered.
I mean, me. Totally cool with that.
No.
Yeah, I would say I was on the edge of my seat emotionally because I never felt safe once in the entire movie.
No, not at all.
From literally opening scene, I'm like, crap.
Yeah, no, and it's been kept under wraps so much. You know, there's been no spoilers out there whatsoever, really, so you don't know who's safe, who's in danger, or any of that.
I think it's not super spoiler to say people die.
Oh, yeah.
There are some people that die, yes, that is true.
And it kind of had that feeling until the end credits of, I don't know who's next. Like, everyone was fair game, and...
Past the end credits, you don't even know who's fair
and
game
and like,
that's
not.
Actually true.
And
that's
that
very true.
It was just nerve-wracking. It was really, really stressful. Like, I legit don't know who's going to get it and who's not.
Okay, so what was your favorite moment? Do you have one?
Oh, now I got to think back on the whole movie. That was, like, 20 minutes ago.
I can't even name my biggest stressor. Like... Pretty much from beginning to end, it was a stress.
I would say when the scene where Iron Man and...
He's watching himself here.
Spider-Man and Doctor Strange fight Thanos was my favorite scene. Where they they had a plan, they were well organized, and I was like, that's fucking kick-ass. And I would say that a lot of the fight choreography and the battle scenes through the whole movie were really well scripted.
I really liked Spider-Man's new...
The Iron Spider?
Yes, the new Iron Spider. That was fantastic.
The way the legs popped out and he was just kind of sitting there was very...
Oh, see, I was trying not to say anything, Scott.
No, it's a... Well, there's toys.
Yeah.
Gave
it
all away.
Already.
Yeah.
Anybody who's listening to this probably has seen the toys and
No. See, so, I am nerd adjacent, so I don't know those things.
But the way he hung there.
Yeah, when she drops me off in the toy aisle, she goes to I don't know where you go, honestly.
Or clothing.
Well, that is kind of adjacent.
New to second husband. I don't know. I'm looking at Star Wars toys.
But anyway, that I think his uniform, his new suit, I should say, is the best. Will I spoil if I talk about Iron Man's new suit?
I don't think so.
The nanotechnology I found stupid.
Gimmicky?
Yeah, like his coat turns into a nano suit. Like
it was kind of like, hey, Peter Quill did that in the first, Guardians of the Galaxy movie with his helmet. That's not something new that we've...
Yeah, like,
not
I thought
seen,
he was going to
so.
Just, like, touch his glasses, and then... But instead, he, like, pulls on the ripcords on his running coat. I thought it was stupid.
Yeah, it was like the Iron Man parachute came out and enveloped him.
Yeah,
it was...
And the thing that really bugged me about that part also is, yeah, it was nano and all that, but things would just kind of pop out and form out of nowhere. It was like magic, you know, the way the big sound wave things popped out. And
although I did think those were cool. Those are really
cool. They did give him an awful lot of new little gadgets and weapons. So
they did.
Leaving this vague, I will say I really like how they used the Hulk in this movie.
I do, too.
Yeah?
I did, too.
Anything? No? What was your favorite part?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
She's still processing. There was a lot to process.
There was a lot to process. I like seeing... I liked the... There's a scene in Wakanda between Bucky and a rabbit. the rabbit.
Oh, right.
Yes. I love that one. That was a good one. That was a good scene.
Okay, yeah, I take it back. Every scene with a certain character that I am a fan of, that you all know, is my favorite scene.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Rocket?
No.
Thor.
Thor.
Oh, I love
any
Thor.
Scene
by
Thor. Holy shit.
Shined in this movie.
Let's talk about whose light doesn't shine anymore. And I almost got up and freaking left.
Are we allowed to name names?
It happened towards the beginning.
Okay, it's spoiler, but it's spoiler light. It doesn't.
I think it's important.
I don't think it's really going to ruin. I don't think it ruins.
I'm just going to sit here and drink
movie.
My coffee.
No, I don't think you should.
Let Jen take this. And
okay, it's one of the people who die in the first scene.
Yeah.
And I grabbed his thigh and I'm like, "Don't you dare! Don't you dare!" And it happened anyway. So
it's her movie crush.
Is
also.
It? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's my. He's my Thor to Julie.
But there was two that got it in that particular scene.
Exactly. So who do you think it is?
Oh, I think I'm pretty sure I know who it is. But
I don't think you do.
No? I don't think you do because I heard her reaction. And she definitely reacted more to who I didn't think she'd react to.
Well, Julie was on the other side and Jen squeezed her thigh also.
Oh, it wasn't yours? Damn.
No, it was you were double fisting
it. Another movie experience that did you didn't know about.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I want to talk about Thanos a little bit. I think they did a really good job of giving him a backstory.
Yeah.
And good motivation.
Yeah.
And without taking too much time. It was kind of peppered throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
I will say his motivations, without giving it away, his motivations as a bad guy, I have seen before.
Yes.
A lot before.
Enough that
not
I was
to this extreme, though. I mean, we were talking about it before, and there's a certain comic book movie with a certain comic book character that had the exact same motivations.
I do like that they gave him a sensitive side.
Yes,
but
he was not one dimensional.
But they didn't do it too heavy.
Right.
You know, it was still. Even though you know that he's portraying this person who is struggling with his love, you still can't believe it. So I think it was done intense enough, but yet still light enough where it was believable.
Right. He's not just a blindly evil, kill everyone villain. He actually has, like,
he has a plan.
And motivations.
And a reason as to why he did it and motivations.
Yeah.
And
then there's moments where you'd be like, all right, I see his point of view.
Although the comment about his chin, I can never look at his chin again. I'm not going to let that one go.
I will say
that one needs to be a surprise.
The CG on him is definitely much better in the final product than in the trailers.
Oh, see, yes. I didn't see the trailers.
He did not look finished.
No, he didn't look finished. And it showed a lot of the scenes without his helmet on in the trailer. And people were like, put his helmet on. Why is his helmet all... He looks stupid. He looks unfinished. He looked like Grimace.
Yeah.
And... the end result is a lot better than what we saw in the trailer. So,
there were a couple moments where I thought he was just a big purple Ron Perlman.
Yeah,
but
see,
other than
this
that,
is what I put up with when doing these podcasts. You'll say something, and I'll just start cracking up laughing.
We saw Josh Brolin at DisneyCon, and he is one buff dude. Like compared to,
well, that
Chris
was
Hemsworth
pre Deadpool. Where
all I kept thinking of, you don't really get to see his muscles, but I forgot he's the guy, the bad
Cable?
Guy?
No, not really.
Just another Deadpool kind of character?
He's an X-Men.
He's an X-Man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of. X-Force.
I mean, he's technically, I don't know if they'll, I'm sure they'll follow it in the comics. He's Cyclops and Jean Grey's son in the future.
Right,
and
you
then
told
travels
me that.
Back
you
in time.
That. See, because I don't really care. Sorry, nerds.
That's fair.
I don't think anybody...
I forget about it often, but I kept thinking, where's his muscles? We need to see those, because he was
they were big
hot
and purple.
In person.
Right. He was inside the purple suit. It's not a suit.
Big rubber purple suit.
So it's hard without getting into like super detail.
It really is.
The ensemble cast was really well done. They mixed up who fought with who really well.
Everybody seemed to get a lot of equal screen time.
It wasn't like Tony Stark overload.
Right.
There was actually a moment in the movie where I forgot about his storyline, because there's like 4 or 5 storylines going on at the same time until they kind of converge at the end.
Right.
And at one point they had been away from Tony Stark's story for so long, it just kind of clicked. I'm like, oh yeah, whatever happened to him?
So there was a mention of he and Pepper Potts having an event, but did they ever actually specify that that was going to happen? I'm trying not to be a spoiler, but...
At the end of Homecoming, Spider-Man Homecoming...
That's right.
If you watched that, you should know what we're talking about. If you didn't, how dare you? But the ending of that movie...
Instead of revealing that the Spider-Man was an Avenger now, that he was going to go out and... Yeah.
I'll just say he was going to propose in front of the news...
Right. That was going to be the big news release instead of...
I don't think that's a big spoiler, honestly.
No, so it starts with them kind of talking about their lives together.
I had forgotten about that.
Thankfully, she wasn't in it very much.
No, thankfully.
No, I kind of wanted to see her, you know...
Her extremis powers?
Sure.
That we've just forgotten about?
Sure. That just didn't really happen.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. She's a superhero.
Yeah, but I don't like her.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody did, and that's why they haven't touched it since Iron Man 3.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think she wants to be a part of it, honestly.
Probably not. She's too busy being pretentious to really want to be a...
Scott
said
that, not me.
Soul stones in her hoo-ha and putting on her Goop webpage.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Right? Isn't that what she does? She's like,
I think so.
Like avocado toast and soul stones in your hoo-ha.
Well, I do like avocado toast, but I'm...
I thought it was pea spread now.
Oh, my God. I put that on Instagram the other day. Forget avocado toast. Now it's peas that we're spreading on
stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
The comment below said, the fuck we're not. Yeah. Yeah, follow us on Instagram.
So the movie music was very heavy.
Alan Silvestri nailing it.
It was the whole tone.
Yeah. The movie overall is very dark and heavy.
It didn't feel like 2.5 hours, though.
No, it did not feel like two and a half hours. It went by about 45 minutes. Yeah.
No, they brought you to that peak of, like, what's going to happen, and now you're on another thing.
Yeah.
I think I had to pee about 1/2 hour in and then forgot about it because the movie just completely sucked me in and time went by like that.
Yeah. So, well, the slowest part of the movie, I think, was the 1/2 hour of credit or previews before the movie.
Yeah, there wasn't a slow part in that movie.
No, I didn't think so at all.
And the transitions weren't, I didn't think they were abrupt or jarring.
Right.
No. No, except for the fact that they would transition and you'd be like, wait, I want to see what's happening.
Right.
Come back. And then, no. And then they'd go on to that story and they'd transition away from that. And I'd be like, no, wait, stop. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, that's right. I liked this.
I think they had a very logical string of plan for like how the Avengers kind of end up in Wakanda and how, you know, like everything kind of made sense.
Space.
They weren't just like, hey, let's just go there.
Yeah, and how they got the Guardians of the Galaxy involved in it and all that.
Why
that was great.
Why is Captain America so angry?
Civil War.
He looks so pissed off. Not because of his
beard.
Because
he was betrayed by his country that he had, you know, grown to love
that
and
protect
and serve.
That he gave everything for.
And then they turned their back on him.
All right, I can see that.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Absolutely.
All right, but still, he just looked pissed off the whole freaking time.
He just needs a shave.
Yeah.
That's it. Just give him a shave. Everything
shave,
will be
a
okay.
Happy ending,
did you notice
we'll
the star had been removed from his costume?
I did not.
From there's just a black splotch in the shape of a star.
Like it looks like it had been ripped off
the
chest, yeah.
But it was a very, and it wasn't subtle either, when, like, let's get him a shield.
Right.
And it wasn't.
His shield.
What you're used to.
Right. I think that was in the trailer.
It was in the trailer.
Yeah.
It was. All right. So
somebody
they
get this man a shield.
Yeah, and then you're not. I expected it at least to be another
round
disc.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
He wasn't flinging it anywhere, so.
No.
It wouldn't come back to him.
No.
Well, it wasn't magic.
No, and it was in the shape of like a claw. So.
Kind of.
Yeah. But
what else can we say? Oh, we were talking about the music for a minute. Definitely, like, the music cues really, like, cluing you into, oh, what's about to happen is going to happen. I've found that two or three times throughout the movie where it wasn't just like a false lead up to, you know, pull at your heartstrings and then like, nope, saved.
Right, no.
Kind of like if the music's taking you in a certain direction, that's where we're going.
That's going to happen.
And it's painful when you get there.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Except for it was happy-go-lucky music, and you knew it was time for the Guardians to have their time on the screen, and that was the only time there was that upbeat music. For the most part,
Spider-Man. When Spider-Man was on there, it was also...
No, I didn't even notice it.
No?
No.
Nah. Spider-Man and the Guardians, they had chipper music, but anytime anything else was happening...
Future watch of it, you'll notice each character's themes are being played mixed into the score throughout. I noticed that. That was a nice touch.
Yeah. Now, the Russo brothers as directors. So now they've done The Winter Soldier, which is still my favorite movie in the Marvel Universe.
Sure.
They have done Civil War, which is not my favorite movie in the Marvel Universe. And now this. And I honestly, though, I don't think they can do any wrong. So far, even though Civil War wasn't up to par with,
it had some slow moments in it, but I liked it.
It was still really good.
Right.
So,
I think they show that they can balance story with a lot of characters.
Absolutely,
there was a lot less comedic moments in this one than the other ones. I understand why Ant-Man was sidelined.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry about that.
You know,
spoiler
come to
alert.
Think of it, I didn't even notice that he wasn't in it. I know they mentioned that
I
noticed that.
They mentioned that Ant-Man and Hawkeye, where are they?
Right.
And I am hoping they're in the next one.
Yes, I am hoping so too, because they're going to need all the help they can get.
Yes, they are. Well, and to be nerdy for a minute, between now and the next Avengers movie is the Ant-Man and Wasp movie.
Right.
So
maybe that'll end up explaining where they were, and it'll end with like
that
Thanos
will have some
arriving.
Fallout related to Infinity War. We don't know yet.
Could,
but it certainly makes me very interested now to know. Let's see. There is only one post-credit scene.
Yes,
and it is at the end of the credits. So if you can get
the
up and pee
end.
In about 2 to 5 minutes and get back to your seat, you're good.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the middle.
No.
And what's
heavy
at the
music,
end?
That's
is
about it.
Very important.
It is.
Yeah, you have
it
to
is.
Wait.
You have to always.
If Julie could wait, we can all wait.
I don't get.
I always wait.
Yeah, she does. She's not one of those people that stand up and walk out. It's like, okay, you should be trained by now not to stand up and walk out
on a Marvel movie. You know you stay.
Right. Well, and that was this crowd. I mean, they were very appreciative of everybody that was in there. There was cheering at certain moments and when people would appear. And at the end of it, I think I counted like 3 people got up and left, and they must have already seen it. Because, I mean, we're seeing it on Saturday. It's been out for 2.5 days.
Yeah.
So.
I wanted the
lights. They're the dumbest people in the world.
Yes.
I wanted the lights to come up and somebody be like, all right, so who here cried?
Like, show of hands. All
show
hands.
Show hands.
Yeah, there is a scene towards the end that almost got me. Almost. I'm a little dead inside, though.
Yeah. Heartless bastard.
That's okay. We're both dead inside.
Are we both dead inside?
That's okay. That's I cool. outwardly emote for everyone. That's fine.
You took it for the
it
team.
It was almost a kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple of times. But then again, Guardians of the Galaxy, the second one, was very heavy.
Oh, yeah.
So, and actually, not Iron Man, but the Captain America one was, Winter Soldier was very heavy at parts. So was Civil War at certain parts.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
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 So it's late. We're tired.
It is.
We're sipping on some coffee and
trying to wake up a little bit.
I think if we continue,
probably a bad idea this time of night. But
well,
you know.
We have drives home, so
that's true. Yeah, smart.
I would say to prevent any more spoiler coming out, we should probably make this a short reaction only. So just go around one more time. I'll start. If I had to rate this on a first viewing, I would definitely give it a 9.5 out of 10. Only because I need to see it again to give it a full 10 to make sure that that's right. Very, very emotional, very dark, and I liked it a lot, and I can't wait to see it immediately.
I'm supposed to follow that. All right.
Just say ditto.
what he said.
Dittos and Rattler.
I'm not going to rate it, but I will say it was extremely heavy. It had great Marvel moments to break up that heavy. I absolutely did walk out with a headache. Not kidding about that. I cried a bit. I cried a lot. And I need to see it at least four more times to get all the little nuances. That one, things that you missed because everyone else was reacting, or just because that's a Marvel movie. You see new things every single time you watch it, no matter how many times you watch it. So we will be buying it the second it comes out.
Duh.
Well, yeah.
Julie?
Me, I will keep it short and sweet. I thought it was great. It was very intense. I was stressed out, but I loved every minute of it.
I think you're still stressed out. You're kind of fidgety.
No, my knee hurts.
Oh, okay.
Everyone, she's a Spartan, by the way.
From 1 to 10, what do you think?
I'd give it a 10.
You give it a 10?
I'd give it more than a 10 if I could, but it's only because I didn't hear the things where people were laughing over the next dialogue.
Our volume was also low in our theater, which made it hard to hear stuff, so laughter covered up even more.
Except for the previews. The previews were obnoxiously loud.
It's always the way.
It was crazy.
I think they gave them more money. I don't...
No, I would give it a 9.5 to a 10. I would give it in there right now. Yeah. It's still Winter Soldier still edges it out, and I will say it every time. But
I don't agree with that at all.
No, personal story, I just love Winter Soldier.
I think the first Guardians was better than Winter Soldier.
You bite your tongue.
No,
anyway.
I have to agree with her there. Sorry.
I love Julie.
I am in the minority here. But no, so, I would still rate it very high, and I want to go see it again.
I have a hard time finding story flaw in it.
I have one story flaw in it, but I don't want to give it away because it's a big spoiler. So
okay. We'll talk about it when we stop recording.
It's an off mic thing.
So as a little post review wrap up, I want to talk about the trailers real quick. How dumb does Venom look? A.
I am not sold. Tom Hardy sounds like an idiot on there. I'm a reporter.
I can't wait for him to cover his dumb face with a dumb mask and shut up.
Yeah.
The character itself didn't look bad once it was on screen, but yeah, his voice is bad.
I'm a reporter, and I report things.
Well, not knowing anything about Venom or who it is or what it is or how it is or why it is, I didn't really get what was happening.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy should only do parts where his voice is completely distorted or he doesn't say a freaking word at all.
It's a Spider-Man villain, and they're doing their best to completely separate it from the Spider-Man universe. And those symbiote things come from space. So here's Thanos dropping shit on Earth. There should be a symbiote on there somehow.
Right.
It should tie into Infinity War, and it's not gonna.
Yeah.
So
because
different movie studio.
Spider-Man is Sony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. High five.
I pay attention most of the time.
I've trained her well.
I think it's the opposite.
And also Jurassic World. Anybody else confused by what this movie is going to be off of the new trailer?
Based off of that trailer? Completely, because the first trailer showed you one thing. This trailer shows you like a completely different...
Trailer one is like, it's Dante's Inferno or Dante's Peak with dinosaurs. And now this one looks like it's like a horror movie with dinosaurs in your neighborhood. Like, what the hell is going on?
It looks like The Lost World again. Isn't that what they did in the second Jurassic Park movie? Yeah, they took them out and put them in San Diego,
I thought they got out.
What I need to happen is I need the dinosaurs to eat all the humans because we suck in those movies.
Yes.
We suck because we can't leave shit alone, and the dinosaurs should eat us.
But the one trailer that really just stood out above the rest was Meg.
Which one?
Meg.
Giant.
So it's like
Megalodon.
It was like a sci-fi movie with the dinosaur-sized shark in the water, but with a big budget.
Yeah. It was Jaws with a big budget.
Yeah, well, that's what Megalodon
and
was.
CG.
Is a shark that's 100 feet long.
All of it.
Yeah. So
Until the end, I thought it was a Jaws movie.
It basically is.
Because they're remaking everything.
It's Deep Blue Sea redo. Mm.
And I refuse to watch that. So,
and
you've
if
never
LL
seen
cool
Deep Blue
Sea? Isn't in there giving me a French toast recipe, then I riot.
I'm glad to not know that reference.
We saw that movie, and I was amazed because it was kind of like a horror movie, Deep Blue Sea, and the one person to survive the whole movie was LL Cool J.
Right.
Everybody else died. Well, the blonde heroine that was, you know, that you think is the one that always lives is going to live. No, she...
But he's LL. Have you ever met him in person? I saw him in person. Yeah, he'll live.
It was the first movie that I had seen to sort of break tradition where Samuel L. Jackson's in it,
yeah.
And he starts doing the our time speech, right? Down here, up there is their time, down here is our time. Shark eats him. He's dead. Like 20 yeah. minutes into the movie.
It was
you're
great.
Like, what? He's gone? What happened? So
that's what you get from Mace Windu.
Samuel L. Jackson. He'll do that.
No, but that's, you know, kill off like a big name character. You thought
right away in the first 20 minutes. I forgot that yeah. he was even in.
How he rolls is he'll say, you know,
he'll say yes to anything.
Give me a bit. I want to be in that. Just give me a bit.
Let me say motherfucker at least once. And
almost.
And then there was the boring two boat movies.
Yeah.
One Lost
you
at
missed
Sea
that one.
And the other one Under Sea. I don't know. But yeah. Anyways.
A lot of water in the previous.
Oh, no. What was the really confusing? It's like World War II, but he's also like a track star, but then he's also
it's based
a POW.
On a true story.
It's like the sequel to Unbroken.
Yeah, they already did Unbroken. Yeah. So here's Unbroken 2, where it's the same story, but a different guy.
I don't know Unbroken.
But there was so much weird character thrown into the trailer. I'm like, how does any of this like tie together? Why is him running important? Like, how is him... What was that one called?
Unbroken.
Unbroken.
Oh, it was Unbroken.
Is, and it is based on a true story, but they already made it.
Yeah.
And it was a good movie. I don't know about this one.
Yeah. I don't
do
know.
You have to...
So is this the
they're remaking
the prequel
everything.
To the Bruce Willis superhero Unbreakable? Or?
No, but I did see a movie poster for that sequel coming out. Mr. Glass.
Oh, yeah.
God help us all. I hated that movie.
Unbreakable?
I hated it.
Underrated as a superhero movie.
No, it's fucking stupid.
No, it's great.
I thought it was great.
One of his last good movies.
I love Julie, by the way.
We'll watch it again together.
Horrible.
All right, sounds good.
Horrible.
All right, so with that...
Solo had a trailer.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about that before.
Solo.
I know.
Okay, now this whole time I have not been excited about Solo. At all. I don't like the guy's face. It looks like somebody took his cheeks and squeezed them.
I don't like your face.
That's fair.
I'm New York. I don't like your face. So...
They start there.
I also didn't watch anything online. I didn't watch a thing. And now I'm actually really excited.
Yeah, it took this trailer for you too, didn't it?
No, it was the full-length one that you showed me.
Okay.
Basically
was it the
trailer.
Super Bowl one? Was there a Super Bowl one?
It was like the day after.
Yeah,
something
the day
like that.
After
yeah.
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I purposely don't watch those because you're either where's all that information that was in the.
Oh, you mean whenever you go see them, like Rogue One, how every trailer you saw did not fit the movie at all.
Right.
Completely different movie.
Right.
Or the best parts of the movie are in the trailer.
Which is why I have a one trailer. Rule.
So that was my one trailer, and I was only excited about Solo because I was actually going to get to see the Krugers for my birthday, which is the next day. but now I'm really looking forward to it, and it gives my heart, who has been in love with Han Solo since I was a child,
and
a
I have
new
been
life.
With Chewbacca.
And you with Chewbacca, right.
So
I think that'll be the next thing that comes out that we might sit down and do a... post-movie review for.
Very well might.
We'll do it for Jen's birthday.
Wow, happy birthday to you.
Pick up
a
microphone.
Do a nerd podcast for your birthday? Lucky you.
Hey, Jen, what did Kevin get you for your birthday? A nerd podcast. Begin your jealousy now.
He got me a king-size bed all to myself because that asshole's sleeping on the couch.
You don't even deserve the couch.
Oh,
Scott,
man. Yes, sir.
Before I dig myself any deeper, why don't you go ahead and take us out of here?
All right.
Wait, hang on.
Okay.
I always forget the business side of this.
Please visit us at nerdswithattitudepodcast.com, or you can look at us at social media. Just look up Nerds with Attitude Podcast. That's Instagram, Twitter, I guess, kind of.
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook.
Facebook, not Snapchat, because we don't get that shit. And,
right.
Just
look for our logo. It's a hand holding a microphone with nerd stuff shooting
that's
out of
right.
it.
Don't look at the fakers.
Right. We're also proud partners of the Raw Live Unedited Network. So thank you to the new people who are listening to us there. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. And
this is Scott.
This is Julie.
This is Jen.
And I have been Kevin. And
this has been a fun experiment.
And you guys keep it nerdy.
Keep it nerdy.